All right, time for Ask a Ronin.
With Ronin Sariette.
Okay, time for
impromptu theme.
Time for the Ronin Sariette intro. That's the covert off. Be all.
That's the sound of a body being dragged away.
Okay, that's the Ask a Ronin. All right.
Wow. We need to work on that. So what do you have for me this week, Sean?
Well,
I'll take it into the studio cleanup.
Well, we see Ashley, 16, from NMUSA, wherever the fuck that is.
New Mexico.
Right? New Mexico.
Yep. Well, I just started high school a couple of months ago, and I didn't have many friends the year before. When I came here, I almost instantly got along with the people I met, and I'm much happier. The problem is, they all talk to me at school, but consider themselves my friends, but no one invites me anywhere or asks me to do anything. There have been a few guys who asked for my number. They all either never called or we hung out and they just tried to get into my pants. I'm incredibly lonely and need advice. Please help.
I understand this problem completely. There's a lot of pressures that come on to teenagers nowadays. First and foremost, and the most important thing, you have to watch your breathing, okay? That is critical to shot follow through. Breathe, take your standard 5 breaths, hold on the 5th, squeeze on the 6th, okay? And when you pull the trigger, don't jerk it. Pull it all the way back, and then release. It makes those follow-up shots much, much easier. Also, make sure you get a good two-handed cup and saucer grip on the pistol if you're using one. Line up your sights properly. Or, if you have the opportunity of shooting from a prone position, brace your body at least 3 points.
Okay.
Good advice.
Dear Ronin Medic.
No, Ronin Medic.
I'm always getting these Ronin stuff. Sorry.
Ronin Sariette, the first medic! Wait!
Wow, was that ever wrong?
My God, it's catching! It's easy to do.
It's easy to do. Dear Ronin Sariette.
It's your old Uncle Medic saying.
Don't start.
You will be quiet now. Okay.
Silence!
Red 5, the
dear
vomit.
Dear Ronin Sariette.
Because we are all interchangeable. Let him finish.
I'll fucking kill somebody. My name is Brian, and I'm 19 years old. I have just recently come to the realization that I may be bisexual. This past weekend, I was at a party and met this guy, a friend of a friend. As the night went, we got talking. Before I knew it, we were on the couch together. That's not so bad. But my problem is now that 2 days later, he's asking me for a serious relationship and even moving back into town for me. So far, I really haven't had the heart to tell him that this has gone extremely fast and I'm really not ready for such a commitment. On top of all that, I'm still not ready to reveal my sexuality yet. I'm still young and I may change my mind. This guy is very open about his sexuality. I'm scared that by us actually having a relationship, I'll be forced out even though I'm not sure of what I want. Please help me. I feel like I'm in the fast lane and no one will ever let me over.
Next letter.
Okay. Dear Ronin Sariette, I've been dating the same guy for 9 years. We were both early 20s when we met one another and at first didn't really even like each other too much. Holy fucking spelling errors, Batman. We started to date seriously several months later. We both were pretty insecure with the relationship, especially him since he came from a divorced family and his mother rarely let him see his father. If he would ask to visit him, she would ground him, call him names, and send him to his room. Mind you, this is a man who has a somewhat good relationship with his father. He hardly sees or talks to his mother. He and his father live in the same city, and his mother lives 200 miles away. His father remarried and has 2 daughters who are 5 and 10 years younger than him. He gets along well with his stepmother. He and I are both professionals and have done a lot of growing up. The problem is that I'm having now is we are engaged to be married in a couple of months, but he seems to avoid involvement in wedding arrangement. He asked me to marry him, yet he has a difficult time talking marriage. I really believe that his mother has affected him in a way he makes him terrified of marriage. I know he doesn't want to lose me, and I feel leery of making these plans without his input. I have asked him several times to do certain things pertaining to the wedding, like asking his friends whom he wants at the wedding, talking to his dad about a rehearsal dinner. He says he'll do it, but he hasn't done it as of yet. He has expressed to me in the past that once he gets married, it will be for life. He would never want to follow in his parents' footsteps. I've told him that I blame his mother for never really teaching him how to have a good relationship or how to treat a lady. I feel that he agrees. I just don't want to be left at the altar. Any advice? I believe his intentions are good, but his lack of interest is wearing me thin.
I see an underlying theme here involving bridges. Bridges to the past, bridges to the future. Obviously, you want to burn all of those bridges. Now, with modern-day construction techniques, that isn't always viable. Sure, if you end up in a third-world little shithole country that you can't even pronounce the village's name that you're in cleaning the population of all the rebels, maybe. But modern standards, you have to resort to modern explosives, RDX, Semtex, C4. Usually what you're going to have to do when you come across one of these bridges, get a good couple 20-pound haversacks and place them at the key structural points. Bring them all together through your debt cord, set them off to either timers or a remote unit of some sort, or hell, the old plunger style still works good as one of my favorites. From there, you can pip the entire fucking thing at its key points and watch the bridges come rolling down, and your relationship should be saved.
You know, you can't get this kind of advice anywhere else.
You can't buy this anywhere, Uncle Dax.
As Alec Guinness once said, my God, what have I done?
Hey, real people, real problems, real answers.
Absolutely.
Ask a Ronin.
Ask a Ronin.